Yeah, that's spicy. Oh, happy Wine Wednesday. It's the last Wednesday of October, folks.
Isn't that crazy?
What happened to October?
It's in the rearview mirror.
It's frightening.
It's almost going to be frightening in a couple days on Halloween night.
I know. What are you dressing up as?
I'm going to be a little love child.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Really? The happy thing?
Yeah. Make love, not war, man.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good plan.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sticking to it all Saturday.
What's Charlie going to be?
Charlie Brown is going to be a pilot.
Nice.
He has aspirations of becoming a pilot.
Perfect.
So we've worked on his costume and did some hand sewing, golden, little.
Yeah.
The cuffs and everything.
Yeah, the little cuffs.
What about Grant? What's Grant going to do?
Grant's trying to decide between this bad horror flick that we watched of Jeepers Creepers from 2000.
That was a bad one.
Yeah, it was. It was really campy, that or a doctor's. It's really one extreme to the other.
Oh, he'll make a handsome
a
doctor,
vampire
that
doctor.
One.
Yeah, that's
a couple fangs, make it simple.
Yeah.
And how about Alec? Do you know what he's going to be yet?
I don't know yet. I gave him a bunch of stuff from the restaurant that we took down, like the eyes from the security camera. They had security cameras everywhere and they weren't hooked up to anything. But so we took them all down and so I gave him those to play with. I don't know if that's part of his costume or what he's working
funny.
On.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because his mom, that's her favorite
holiday,
as far as I understand. So they do that together. So
that's their bonding time.
I always see it after the costume and Halloween has gone by. But it's okay, because like last year, he was this blue alien thing. It was incredible.
Pictures are worth a thousand words.
Yeah, he won.
That's perfect.
He won at his school best costume, which was cool.
Really?
Yeah, it was really neat.
I'm dying for Grant to do Avatar, but he won't because he thinks he has to be naked. I'm like, no, you really don't.
Put you in some pantyhose. It'll
They're
be just fine.
Well, before we let this get too carried away, let's introduce everybody to ourselves, just in case they're tuning in for the first time this wonderful Wine Wednesday. The Vero Insiders, where we talk about where to go, what to try, and how to give back within the wonderful Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. And I have two partners in crime that offer levels of expertise in event planning. Miss
Faye Dominique of the Event Firm International and Florals by Faye. Happy Wednesday.
She has some wonderful recaps to give us after
quite
the bash this past weekend. And of course, Kitty Wagner of Blue Star that specializes in wines, food, music.
Great jazz. Yeah, the whole change of direction into, turning the place into a jazz club is going really well. And it's not, I've met a lot of people who say jazz isn't my thing. I'm like, well, do you like Cary Connick Jr. or Frank Sinatra? Because the American Songbook.
They just did a little interview with Harry Connick Jr. Yesterday's.
On CBS Sunday Morning.
I missed that.
On Sunday's CBS Sunday Morning. Yeah,
he's
yeah, yeah.
He's so handsome.
He is delicious.
He is delicious.
Not as delicious as my hubby, of course, but he's pretty close.
See, I'm not married, so I'm allowed to say, man, that guy's awesome.
Whether I'm married or not, he's super delicious.
He's
super
delicious. So, well, that's a good sort of reference so people understand that it's not just elevator music.
No. We get some really cool stuff going in there, and it's not always jazz. I do, on occasion, get Mick Gabriel, and he does incredible steel slide guitar. I've got some blues guys that I've been talking to that are coming down. You know, a lot of people from Chicago, New York come down to Florida in the wintertime for a vacation.
No.
I know, I heard that. Anyway, a lot of musicians are coming down too. So I'm talking to some and trying to get them booked for February, March, and April.
Mm-hmm.
And get them in here while they're in Florida.
Wow, that makes perfect sense. I'm sorry, I just took a sip of this wine.
How do you
anyone
like that?
Else has taken a sip of this?
We tried.
It's like candied cherries. It's amazing.
It is. It's not.
That's nice.
It's not sweet.
No.
It's silky.
Wow. This is compliments of the Blue Star.
Yep.
This is called the Cleaver. It's a red blend, which, I'm a sucker for blends.
Yeah.
I think it extracts all the best out of each grape and then bottles it.
Sounds nice. Absolutely agree.
Enjoy.
I know. Faye can't drink reds. It's okay. We'll drink it for you.
Yes,
oh,
please.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 Why did I forget that?
I don't know. I asked for one red, one white.
Oh, did you?
When given the option, I say both.
Exactly.
Pretty sure that
And
happened.
You can bring pink, too.
It's okay. After the weekend I've had, it's all right. We're good.
I'm not discriminatory. I like all wines. That's just
thing.
It. But talking about some of that symmetry and bringing a little bit more sophistication, that kind of backdrop, if you will, of music, not necessarily rock and roll or anything, you know, just more dinner music, conversation music. You can
exactly.
It tells a story, and then it allows those that are having the experience of dining at Blue Star, which is amazing, to be able to take their conversations to the next level.
Right.
That lends itself very well to the fact that we have back on the show Lila Blakesley of Gallery 14, who offers that backdrop of art and conversation straight up the street.
Cultural.
She's your neighbor to the south.
Yep.
on Main Street on 14th Avenue. And right before we got started, I mean, let's just face it. Downtown Vero is evolving.
Definitely so.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't think so.
And
just kidding.
Look at the opposition.
No, I'm just kidding.
But it's taking on a new life. And it has a sense of culture and identity that it hasn't had in a number of years. I'm going on my 13th full year in Vero Beach, loving every second of it, and thinking, wow, there was a time where I thought of our downtown as a bit like a ghost town in a lot of ways.
It was.
And now it has a lot of life to it. And Lila, you helped in more than one sense to make that a reality. So November 6th.
Yeah, that'll be our next gallery stroll. And this will also be the start of a six-month period where we will have a shuttle service that will provide safe transportation.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes, and we had sponsors from area downtown businesses help out the galleries. There's 10 galleries, and with no real designated parking, particularly at the south end of 14th Avenue, it was a real need. Plus, you know, we're trying to keep the restaurant trade not losing their parking
right,
spots,
they want their
too.
Parking and we for want customers to be, coming and going.
But this is going to be a great service, and it's actually going to be through Magic Carpet Ride, and it'll be a
love
fancy.
Them.
They have a 14-seat Mercedes coach van that will do a continuous loop from 5 o'clock until 9:30, and so that after the stroll is over at 8, that people can go have dinner
right.
and still have, you know, rides. We have 7, you know, specific stopping points. But I told the driver, you know, once you get, if the crowds lighten up, they can ask to be going anywhere in that area because, you know, it's already paid for.
Right.
And we'll be running it on. So I think it's a win-win for downtown, for the restaurants, for the galleries.
Well, it certainly makes a lot of sense because there is no doubt about it that parking is limited. Both during the business day and into the evenings for that downtown strip. Mm-hmm. Right there, but
where the galleries are.
Where the galleries are. Mm-hmm. And especially with those restaurants that are butted up close to it. I mean, Blue Star's fortunate. They have a wonderful parking lot that is able to accommodate.
We have tons of parking.
Right. Yeah. And so that's really a moot
first
point
time in my
on
life.
The north side. Right?
That I've been in a place that had tons of parking.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. But the parking lot where the shuttle's going to be picking up, Lila, is where?
Okay. It's in between the twin pairs of east and westbound 20th Street. Just east of Jetson's on 12th Court.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's bordered on has the railroad tracks on one side, and it's a city parking lot that's usually not used.
It's like almost always empty.
Right, right.
Yep. And no one knows it's there.
Right.
And the other thing is, you know, a lot of people have fear of crossing the twin pairs, too. And
sure.
So this way, it'll get them going and help them get across. Because that's been a talk for years of slowing down the traffic, but we can't. And
no.
We just want to keep it fun and safe. And this will be the first time we've ever done this starting in November, and it'll be dark. And so we'll
right,
have this
with that time change.
First mm-hmm. Friday all the way through April. And if it's successful, we hope we can keep building on this concept.
That makes a lot of sense. And I'm sure it will encourage a lot of people to want to frequent one side. I mean, you have to think about it. It's several blocks mm-hmm. long that 14th Avenue is as it stretches from north to south. And sometimes when people make the commitment, they just stay right there in the center in that little cluster rather than really branching out.
But there
out
are some
the
really
way.
Great galleries all up and down 14th.
Absolutely, and I think that this will now enhance
yeah.
if they can just hop on the shuttle and get escorted up there. I don't know about you all, but sometimes my shoes don't always coincide with the... I want to walk it. I do, but my shoes say otherwise
well,
sometimes.
Voting against you.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. And like I said, this is something that we tried last year for a few months, and it was so successful. We know it'll be a win-win again. So
where are the pickup spots? So, like, let's say they have an amazing time. They go into Gallery 14. And then maybe go next door into Tiger Lily and they see a bunch of those right around there with Coulter Designs and stuff. Now, where do they hop on so that they can go to maybe something further north?
Well, we have the particular brochure that you do have that we've distributed 4,000 of them around town.
Oh, it's clearly printed right here.
We have a bunch of those brochures at the restaurant.
But they've
done a good job of spreading them out. Anywhere you go downtown, you can pick up one of those brochures. They're really nice.
And it breaks out where they're going to get picked up and all that.
Well, what'll happen is because we're going to try to keep it real simple, when they get picked up, then they're going to go up behind the post office and then starting down on 14th Avenue, the first stop will be at Flame Tree. And it'll just keep going south, finish up all the way down to 18th Street, loop back around to the parking lot, and just continue us all night long. And then one of the sponsors is Paint on the Vine, and they have art classes that are over at 9, and then that'll be their very last stop of the night to pick them up. That's why we're running it a little bit later so that people
can... Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's just, it's an experiment, but I think it's going to be a great one, and people will...
Well, it makes it easy. How do you not want to attend when everything's, you know, basically taken care of?
Right. Because we've had people say they avoided downtown on the first Friday gallery strolls because they were afraid they couldn't find parking. And now they'll be, you know, rest assured we can offer it for them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm just planning my own first Friday gallery show, but I'm just staying. You can maybe bring your satchel. That's all I'm saying. Bring your satchel.
Exactly.
Plan accordingly. Read between my lines. That's what I'm getting at, folks. That's what we're encouraging here. Well, Lila, this is really exciting. We're going to touch on all of these wonderful galleries here as we go on. Real quick, though, Faye, when you get the opportunity to go to do an event, right? Like maybe in Miami or something. I'm just throwing that left field.
Yeah. Like last weekend?
Right, like last weekend and had an amazing time.
Fabulous, fabulous event.
That's
why I sound still tired.
She's exhausted, folks. What is one of your must-haves as an event planner that you always have with you that before we go to break that you would say, everyone, as you plan your party, your next event.
Your checklist of everything that you have to get done.
Look at her. She's so detailed.
That's so true.
Your checklist. Don't leave home without the checklist.
And a credit card.
Lila, how's your checklist look like for this event, huh?
Well.
Pretty detailed?
Yeah, well, but you know, I have helpers too because I'm an artist and I'm not quite as organized per se as Faye probably is. But I get great ideas and then I throw them out there and then I figure out how to do it. And
that's true.
Kinda, right. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
But as far as, you know, a checklist for the gallery stroll, it's not that hard. We just have to make sure each gallery has their own group of artists and they all do their own thing. And
they represent for them.
Yep. So it's we just have to make sure our gallery is set just perfectly, which I usually do all the exhibit hanging.
Stunning in there.
Well, thank you.
Day or night. So you're listening to The Vero Insiders, where we talk about where to go, what to try, and how to give back. You can visit us and all of our amazing sponsors at theveroinsider.com. But there's a lot more in store. We have a very busy Halloween weekend up and ahead of us, so don't go anywhere.
1-800-HI-MITCH. What's that number and who is Mitch? 1-800-HI-MITCH is the number for Mitch Maxfield's Carpet and Furniture Cleaning Services, serving Florida's Treasure and Space Coast for over 30 years. And Mitch still does the work all himself. Call 1-800-HI-MITCH. Mitch Maxfield personally will clean your home or business. Call now for 2 rooms of carpet cleaning for $77 or a 6-foot sofa for $66. Maxfield Carpet Cleaning is a member of the ITEX trading community and welcomes your ITEX dollars. 1-800-HI-MITCH.
Minuteman Press of Vero Beach, covering the Treasure Coast from Port St. Lucie to Sebastian, can handle all your printing and copying needs, from large format and blueprints to business cards and brochures, plus a full line of promotional products. Minuteman Press of Vero Beach. Google it.
Minuteman Press. Get a free quote. 567-4645. Minuteman Press is a member of the ITEX trading community. Your ITEX dollars are welcome.
He got to the point where he could barely work. The pain in his back going down his leg was so bad, we were afraid he needed surgery. But we went to the Pro Spine team of doctors. They were able to put him on pain management and physical therapy, and he is so much better now without surgery.
I had been told I had disc damage, which meant surgery. I went to Indian River County's fellowship-trained spine surgeon, Dr. Johnny Benjamin at Pro Spine. If you have to have surgery, then you want the best.
Pro Spine in Vero Beach.
We've got your back.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Parties to repairs, travel, or reservations will even help plan your next vacation. Lifestyle Concierge is the extra pair of hands you need to get through the day. Lifestyle Concierge offers an affordable yet extensive array of services designed to help you, no matter what the task. Call us today at 772-217-2160 or visit us online at www.conciergevero.com. Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach, making life easier every day.
Hi everyone, it's Kitty from the Blue Star. Hey, have you checked out our new location downtown on 14th Avenue across from the Community Center and Pocahontas Park? You need to. We now have a full kitchen serving our famous chicken pot pie, along with some new favorites like Creole shrimp and grits, seared diver sea scallops, hand-cut Angus ribeyes, and some of the most creative burgers in town. And as always, we have great live music. Join us for our Tuesday night blues jam or perhaps a Thursday jazz series. I'll see you soon at the Blue Star. We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m.
Oh, yes! It's that time of the week where you think about everything you haven't done yet and everything you want to get done. It's before time to pull out that checklist. Just ask Faye.
Before the end of the month.
Right? Just ask Faye. Before we get to Faye, because she is a proud sponsor, not to mention a co-host of the show, let's give a little shout out to some of our amazing sponsors. Last week on Friday, I had the pleasure of helping out at the Realtors Association for our biannual trade show, which was so cool. We had hundreds of realtors come through. We had 30 plus affiliates, those of us who represent businesses that cater to the real estate industry, such as White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, where we lift heavy things and place heavy things, hang things, pack things. And it was tons of fun. We all did like casino or carnival themed games, and it was just such great energy. And realtors really do give you a lot of feedback, and they really are a sounding board for their customers. So aside from White Glove Moving to help with your neighbors or friends or family that are coming into town, whether it be from a long distance or somewhere even throughout the state of Florida, or those that are just looking for a change. I'm not kidding you. I'm moving people from a third floor condo to a first floor. You know, they still love the building. They just don't want the third floor anymore. I mean, so whatever your moving needs are, think of White Glove. But Beverly McCormick of Lifestyle Concierge, she's actually put in place a program for realtors because they are oftentimes getting people that are coming from Connecticut, New
Correct.
York, you name it. And they're saying, okay, when I get down there, I need a driver. I need someone to do my cleaning. I'm going to need to know who is the best dry cleaner. And Beverly McCormick of Lifestyle Concierge is that one phone call that you need to make so that you can figure out who's going to be the best fit for your customer in the time frame that they need it, also within their budgets. So
right, because she's put together, helped her put together a package where, you know, you can have a chef for the day, you know, home cook, as well as your driver, your cleaning service, all encompassing of whatever that rental is or what you're doing here.
Right. I mean, there's realtors that are dealing with long-term renters that are going to stay for 6 months, 3 months, 3 weeks, you name it. So with one call, Lifestyle Concierge, you can get that resource. She'll even help you decorate for the holidays. In addition, speaking of the holidays, you want your hair to look fabulous, right?
Absolutely.
You want your nails to look fabulous.
And yours too.
Ah, thank you for noticing, because my people take good care of me. I go to Foxy Nails in the Fresh Market Plaza. Manicure, pedicure, waxing, lashes, you name it, 7 days a week. They even did a great American Breast Cancer Beauty for a Cause this past Sunday, donated $5 of every service to the American Cancer Society. In addition, the Hair Studio Vero, located in South Vero in the US 1 and Oslo Publix Plaza. Right. Walk-ins welcome, guy or gal, best prices ever, but she is incredibly talented, and this lady knows color. And if you're like me, you like
color. You gotta
go
to the color bar.
You want someone that knows what
go
they're
to
doing.
Go the color bar.
Yes, go to the color bar. Of course, Pac-Mail Beachside, I'm not kidding. People, you need to start thinking holidays, right? You love Pac-Mail, right, Lila?
Oh, yeah. We've used Pac-Mail for every one of our art purchases this last year. And
wow,
ever since
what
Anna
good taste
proposed
you have.
That. But it's been a wonderful thing for the gallery because they'll pick up the artwork and
complimentary.
And they also give us a good estimate to give to the customer or client ahead of time so they know what they're looking at. And it's really very competitive, and it's been wonderful.
And it arrives intact and on time.
Well,
yes. That's the point.
User friendly.
Yeah.
I mean, normally I was running around trying to get bids and then getting back with people and, you know, toting something around and then having to do all the labor. Now, I have something else for you all to pick up. Do you mind? And you're like, no. So it works out great.
Oh, good. Well, that's what Pac-Man's here for. So. And when you fall in love with a piece of art or you have an heirloom, there's sentimental value attached to it. You want it to arrive the way you bought it, you know, and
ideally,
there's a lot
yes.
to be said for the expertise that can make sure that it gets there the way that you expect it to at a price that's very reasonable. So, of course, as we're getting ready for the upcoming holiday season, should there be any of those things that you know is just perfect for that one person, you know, use Pac-Mail. Free pickup, great pricing, can't go wrong. So, Faye, let's talk about events because it is that time of the year where people are going to start planning for maybe a Halloween party. I know I've got one going on. I'm pretty excited about. Whoop, whoop. After Celebrate the Arts, of course, this Saturday. You'll be there, right, Lila?
Oh, for part of the day.
Oh,
we don't have a booth this year, but we still have our brochures and we'll still be
there.
You're
going to come show a little love. Yeah. A little support.
Show some love.
That's right. From 10 to 4 at Riverside Park. But there's Halloween parties. There's Thanksgiving events. Before you know it, there's the Christmas extravaganzas and the different
things.
There's just
so much. And it's coming up. I mean, we have 59 days, 7 hours, 24 minutes, and 27 seconds to Christmas.
No stress. No stress. 59 days and the countdown is on. Fine. Thanks, Faye.
Got your tree done yet?
Oh, no. Although I am the girl that puts it up the very next day after Thanksgiving.
And because I do it for a living, and we go in and decorate people's homes as well as hotels and so forth, I'm the last tree that goes up. I mean, after I've done an obscene amount of trees, and what people don't understand, when you're doing a commercial tree, the average tree takes an hour per foot. And the average tree in a hotel is about, you know, anywhere between 9 feet and up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a day's, that's 2 days worth of labor.
It is.
So tell me some of the trees that you do here locally so that people can see some of your work.
Well, we used to do Costa.
Okay.
But most of our work is actually south for the bigger properties like at the Breakers and the Four Seasons and the O Hotel and stuff like that.
Well, a lot of our listeners go down there, especially come the holiday time.
Yep.
And so it'll be great for them to be able to see your work up close, literally glowing.
That's right. Literally.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. But I mean, the whole thing with that is you got to enjoy it.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
And make a party if you're going to. There's a lot of people that like the idea of Christmas, but the idea of pulling everything out again. I tell everybody, have a mini party, whether you invite friends, you know, a wine for an ornament. You put up some ornaments, I'll give you some wine and make some fun.
That's
a great idea.
Kitty, if you do that, I'll help you decorate Blue Star.
There you go.
See how that works?
Oh, we can work that out in a second.
It's a giving situation.
It gets done a lot faster and it's a lot more fun. And the energy gets there, so it doesn't feel like a task. It feels like you're doing something
it's
fun.
It's holiday cheer.
Exactly right.
You put on the music, you get it all set up. Of course, if you want to be able to find out more about all of our wonderful sponsors or about the upcoming gallery stroll November 6th, and I know that it's Downtown Friday this Friday, right? It's like sort of back to back, last Friday, then first Friday. Oh my goodness.
Time
There's
changes.
No shortage.
Time changes
things.
This weekend.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Halloween, yeah.
Well, I'm not ready for that, folks. I am not.
It'll be dark
Slow
early.
It down. 2 a.m., right? On Saturday? Great. Excellent. I'll be at the Stuart Air Show on Sunday.
Oh, that's such a great air show.
So pumped.
Yeah.
But visit thebureauinsider.com because we're going to have live links. We're going to chat a little bit more. We're going to remind you about where you can find that trusty shuttle so that you can visit all of the galleries participating on November 6th.
Comfortably
gallery
and
stroll.
Easily.
That's right. With a little AC. Flask in your satchel. I'm not just saying.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's things going on.
That's
Flask.
Right.
Make it simple.
Hey, Kitty, what's going to be on special this weekend?
I am.
You're special.
Let me think
all
about
the time,
that while
though.
We take a break.
Oh, that's good.
You know, I like to make it up as I go along. So I'm always only a day ahead of myself.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, because something
head,
fabulous
though.
Might rear its head. I might go to the farmer's market and go, holy crow, look at that.
Making an entire meal
I'm
out
gonna
of this.
I'm going to make food out of that.
Exactly.
Very nice. Mm. Well, listen, don't go anywhere because there's a whole nother half of where to go, what to try, and how to give back on the Vero Insiders.